Ragtag Productions, recording and mixing for any form of rock music. Focusing on beginners or musicians who are yet to have proper studio experience, Ragtag provides an opportunity to have your songs recorded and mixed, with a focus on capturing the best quality sound possible. Are you and your band ready to start releasing music? Do you have a friend with a great song that needs to be recorded? Get in touch at www.ragtagproductions.com.au to start your journey today. Now also offering podcast production. If you've got the content, let me do the rest. Located in Melbourne's eastern suburbs.
Ragtag Productions.
On today's episode, we'll decide once and for all the better movie between Infinity War and Endgame.
I'd personally vote for Justice League, but I've been specifically asked to not talk about that this episode here on Pod Culture.
Look, Harry, if it makes you feel any better, mate, they probably won't make any more movies with Henry Cavill, you know? Like, that's it for Superman. So I hope that really helps you feel better about that, because I know you're a massive Superman fan and all. So just think of it like that. They can't ruin any more movies because they probably won't make any more.
That doesn't help. Let's move on.
Ah, sorry. Not really my forte in DC talk and everything.
Just leave it.
Yeah, probably.
Just leave it.
For the best, yeah.
It's a sore point. Take that stupid hat off, by the way.
It's a Spider-Man hat. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you know or not, but I like Spider-Man. I happen to like Spider-Man a lot.
I've never heard you mention him.
Once or twice. Don't really care for it, to be honest. Like a teenage kid who's half spider, half man.
Why are you wearing a Spider-Man costume, then?
Well, there could be danger.
Always ready for danger.
You never know. There could be something that happens right outside this recording studio. And there's a bank down the road.
Yeah?
And that calls for robbery.
Is that an alarm I hear?
No, that's just my dietary take pills. Take mental health.
And he's back. Oh,
God damn.
What are we talking about?
Doing? It's not Spider-Man. We've talked about that.
We'll get to that.
That will come at some point.
There is
point.
Spider-Man talk.
So, yeah, a little bit of Spider-Man talk. But so far, it's really still been not a lot happening for us.
I got to go work in a warehouse last week.
Cool, that's fun.
Yeah, got to work in, BIC, the company that do all, like, the pens and the lighters and stuff.
BIC.
BIC, B-I-C.
I was going to say like Q. Four BIC.
You know, like, all four pens and razors and
yeah,
BIC, BIC lighters?
What?
You know, like, lighters, like, to
oh,
light smoke.
I know lighters, but I don't know BIC.
You know, those cheap little BIC ones?
Nope.
Ah.
Where do you get them from? BIC?
Like anywhere, literally go to Kmart, there'll be 100 big things there. I worked in the warehouse last week, got to unstack some shipping containers, and I was working with this guy who was a few years younger than me.
Mm.
He was a nice guy, and they said that you could, you're just unstacking a shipping container outside, so bring a speaker truck, some music on. So this guy pulls out his speaker and he goes, what do you want on? I said, no, I'm not fussy, your speaker, your phone, you're all good. And he goes, no, you can choose. I'm not fussy. I like anything. I like old stuff. I like new stuff. My personal favorite's Bon Jovi.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I've just looked at him. Oh, my friend, we are going to have a good day.
You, like, open up your jump head, your Bon Jovi shirt on.
Like, yeah, the same one I'm wearing right now. For those who don't know, Bon Jovi is my favorite band.
Yes, he likes those songs very much.
The same way that Tyler likes Spider-Man.
To the point of, yeah. If he's playing music, it's most likely going to be Bon Jovi.
Ooh, yeah.
But, I mean, I like Bon Jovi too.
Yeah.
You know, like as in when you put it on, I don't complain.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, so...
You came to the concert with me?
I came to the... That was my first concert as well.
Oh.
That was my... Bon Jovi took my concert virginity.
It's a weird way to put it, but... It's almost a bad thing, because no other concert would ever... top that.
That's why I haven't been to one since.
Yeah, good call.
That's why I'm going to the Frozen the Musical.
Oh, well, now that's going to top it.
God, I hope so. That, I saw a little preview of Frozen the Musical at Disneyland, and I was starstruck.
Was that the one where Bailey didn't want to go to it? And he was like, I'll only go if I can get popcorn.
Yeah, he's like...
And you're like, all right, you're a grown man. Get your popcorn.
I was like, you know, we're here. And, like, you know, you've got one day to pretty much do as much as you can. And
yeah, it was a Frozen you're in show. Disneyland, California, wasn't it? Yeah.
And I was like, well, let's go watch it. You know, why not? You know, even if it's bad or... You know, why not?
It's a bit of fun.
And he was like, you know, like... Do we have to? I was like, come on, let's do it. It'd be fun. It'd be something we'll look back on. And, you know, we went, it'd be funny. And he was like, fine, but I'm getting popcorn. I was like, all right, deal.
You are 20 years old. You can, I will not stop you.
But then
how much did he pay for the popcorn?
Oh, I reckon he paid close to $12, Australian. So it would have been like $8 American or something. But the popcorn was pretty small. And I probably helped finish it a bit quicker.
Oh, yeah, you would have. You would have just instantly just started throwing your entire, like, dirty hand into it, grabbing handfuls and then dropping half of it
really
on your
quickly,
way to
though,
your mouth.
Being at the movies, you've seen me with popcorn. What would you rate that experience watching that?
I feel so bad for the people who work there who have to come in and clean up the popcorn. Like, I swear there's been times where we've been walking out of the cinema past the guy who's going into clean and you just hear him go, what? How?
You might want to clean under the seat.
That's where I left most of it.
All right.
You're a messy eater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get excited when I eat nice things.
You chew with your mouth open too.
Sometimes.
You spilled Maccas in my car the other day.
Yeah, I did catch that you saw that. It was a chip, though.
Salt.
I've been banned from eating in Bailey's car.
I don't blame that. You know, I don't blame
every him. Time, like, we're like, can we stop and get some, like, an ice cream from Macca's or something? Bailey literally said, and I ruined it for you, and he says no, because Tyler's not allowed to eat in my car.
I'm allowed to eat in his car.
Yeah.
I can eat in his car.
And then, so I can't remember. One time I got chocolate, so I was at his
house. Oh, nothing gets chocolate out.
I was at his house, and we're on his bed, and we're literally on top of his doona, and somehow managed, and we're eating chocolate, and I somehow managed to get chocolate under the doona onto his sheet, somehow, and the shape of the chocolate stain was like a frowny face. It was like two dots and a little, like, semi-circle under it, and he took a photo, and he was like, seriously? And it said, like, he drew, like, little blue
teardrops under the eyes.
So, yeah, I do manage to get food everywhere. But going back to that Frozen story quickly, Bailey did come out loving it, and he was humming Let It Go.
There you go. Well, that's all right. See, lucky you gave it a chance.
So it could be better than Bon Jovi.
Yeah, well, okay.
It's going to be tough.
But,
Let It Go soundtrack. I mean, it's pretty. Frozen score, nothing beats that.
Oh, yeah.
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 You don't believe me, do you?
No. I liked when Rebecca sang Let It Go in Ted Lasso. Remember when they went out for karaoke? Yeah. That was good. She really blasted good, that. Yeah, yeah. Well, what else you been up to?
Me personally, I have been up to...
Well, who else would I be asking?
True.
No one else here?
Yeah, that was silly. I don't make myself look good on this podcast, do I?
No.
What have I? Oh, I watched Avatar yesterday.
The movie
with the blue people.
The James Cameron. It's a solid movie.
I didn't realize. So, I bought it probably a year or 2 years ago when I got my new TV.
Yeah.
And because it's been out for a while, it was pretty cheap, the Blu-ray version of it. I don't have a 4K yet, hopefully next year. But I ended up buying a collector's edition.
Ooh,
I didn't realize really that I did. And I was reading the back of it yesterday, and it was like feature film, and then it said theatrical extended edition, and then collector's extended edition. I was like, oh. So it turns out that the collector's extended edition is like 3 hours long. So I was like, oh, I'll put that one in, why not? And it had really cool, some cool extra scenes and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool to have seen. explained things a bit more thoroughly and all that, so it was cool. But I tell you what, yes, it's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
But it brought back a funny story, if you want to hear it. So basically, I'll go through it. Because basically, this brings back Bailey. So in grade six, right, we had to do a present yourself course.
Yes, I remember. I remember this.
So
I
learned to talk in front of audiences and crowds and stuff.
Now,
Public speaking.
We were at the same primary school, but I was the year above. Yep. So I'd done that. I didn't get to see your one.
Yeah. Which is, you know,
a real shame.
Upsetting for you.
Yeah.
So basically, you go through and then I think it's like the top speakers, like the people actually showing initiative and all that, they get chosen to do a final, speech.
Yep.
This time though, instead of it being in front of your classmates, it's in front of like an audience, in front of all the parents and stuff.
The whole world.
Yeah. The whole world. It's
the
it.
Whole
world. They stream
in.
It and everything. and basically, so I got chosen, I think two other girls got chosen and Bailey got chosen. So three other girls, I mean, sorry.
Of course.
Yeah. So Bailey, his was really good. So he did
what was his topic?
Well, he did his on like saving the orangutans.
Okay. Yep. Very environmentally conscious.
I can't remember what one of the girls was, but another one, she did one, about, firefighting. Really good, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think she listens to this podcast. So if you are continuing to listen, hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mel.
That was really good, you know, and it was about her mum and awesome, you know.
Yep, yep. And then Mr. Isaacs, what was yours about?
I did mine on the blockbuster motion picture. Avatar. So Melissa brought like actual proper firefighter the outfit, basically.
Yep, the uniform
from Black Saturday. So like
right,
yeah
yep,
so
yep.
Historical like stuff
significance.
There, significance yep. Bailey got all this palm oil like products like Skittles and all that kind of thing. Put them on the on the table. And
I can just imagine he's looking around for his props. Where's my Skittles, Tyler?
And then he put them into like kind of like off the table, swapped them off the table into a bin.
Yeah.
Said like, don't get these.
So he went out and bought them all to demonstrate not to buy them.
Yeah, true. That's contradictory in its own. And I, once I was done talking about the film, got blue face paint. And at the end went, and maybe it's me that you'll see in the next Avatar movie. And I put the blue on my fingers and put it all over my face. I put blue all over my face.
That's commitment to the part.
Yep. Melissa came first. Well done.
Yep.
Deserved. Well deserved. I came second and beat Bailey. And beat Bailey on my Avatar talk. And I've never been prouder.
That's good.
And I will never let him down for that one.
That's fantastic. I had my own personal triumph at Present Yourself the year before you did yours. You know how you mentioned that when you're just in class, you know, doing the whatever, you do your speeches, and then they choose the best ones to do the actual night?
Yep.
I didn't get chosen. He told me that mine wasn't good enough to get chosen.
Tell you what, the person who ran it was a...
He was a mean old man.
And he would just yell.
Yeah.
It was scary.
I remember, I don't like him. He goes on the list. but then I remember that someone else who did get chosen decided they didn't want to do it.
Mm.
So he goes, fine. Anyone else want to do it? I was like, yeah, I'll do it. This is my chance for redemption.
This is my chance to prove myself.
And again, same as you, I did a very deep and significant speech on wrestling. Yeah. So, you know.
At least Avatar, you and I both would have liked. Wrestling just goes one way.
Yeah. You're looking at Mr. Second Place over here.
Oh, God.
From not even getting chosen to second place with a wrestling speech.
Who was third?
I don't remember third because who does? No one thinks about third place.
That's true, but when it's as
second's
good as
where it's
an Avatar beats orangutan. you don't forget something like that.
I think first was Riley Grave, who we had on the Lord of the Rings episode.
100%.
Yeah.
He's way better than you. So
I agree. Yeah. he's a showman, to be sure.
Even if you spoke better, he still deserves it.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Yeah. present yourself. That was good. Well, at least it taught us how to speak, because now we're doing this podcast. So that mean old man taught us some lessons.
Mean old man.
All right. What have you got for our truth on the web this week, Tyler?
Well, I personally didn't hear much, but I hear that you did.
Yeah, so this one has been making the rounds for the past week or so. Oh, hang on. Let me do our little truth on the web sound effect.
Oh, yes. I just did that with my hands. Organic
web
shooters.
Oh, cool. Well, I won't have to add the sound in then.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thanks for doing that.
I think it's a real problem. I should probably go see the doctor for that one.
It's not healthy.
No.
It's green. there's a lawsuit happening over at Marvel. And basically what's happened is Spider-Man and Doctor Strange were created by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko back in the 60s.
Yes.
And they split the copyright right down the middle, 50-50.
Yep.
Stan Lee's half is fully owned by Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Ditko's remained owned by him, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Ditko's brother, Patrick, now that Steve has passed away, has filed a notice to terminate the... I knew you wouldn't let that go. If you didn't laugh, I could have cut it out in post. To terminate the copyright on Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. Basically saying, I believe that the copyright, that half of the copyright belongs to me,
mm-hmm.
not to you, Marvel.
Yep.
Marvel is responding by trying to determine that all the work of the creators were done as work for hire.
Yep.
Basically meaning that Marvel hired these work of the Stanley
for
and
their
Steve Ditko.
And
yeah, exactly. Look, I don't think it could lead to any... I've seen a few rumours, people, maybe they're blowing it out of proportion, saying, like, you know, if the Ditko estate wins, then, you know, that could be it for Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and Marvel movies. I don't know how much truth there is to that. I'm going to do some more research and get back to it next week.
Yep.
But yeah, that's basically what happened. I feel like it has happened before over at Warner Brothers with some DC heroes, and it very quickly went the way of the bigger company. I think Marvel will be fine. I think Spider-Man and Doctor Strange will stay exactly where they are.
Good. I think we also... So that's with, I guess, the Spider-Man character for the future of Spider-Man.
Yes.
Going to No Way Home now. I think we've saw some leaked things. We don't know if they're true or not, but happened to be about Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
Potentially having 40 minutes of screen time, which would be awesome.
That's a lot.
That's a long time.
That's exciting, because that means that it's not just a cameo. It's not just showing up for a fight and disappearing. It means that they are a big part of the movie. Yeah.
Which is fantastic, which will probably be the last 40 minutes of the movie kind of thing, you know, 50.
So you reckon they'll come in sort of like at the end of the second act?
I reckon
they'll
be in the final, like there'll be a little bit where they kind of meet with, you know, Andrew, Tom and
Toby,
2TA.
Alright.
Yeah.
Not a great nickname, but we'll move past it.
And when they all meet, and then it'll kind of them being the final battle.
Yeah.
And then the outcome after the final battle where they're saying their goodbyes, and they'll say something, you know, wisdom. Wise to...
They'll say something wisdom-wise. Yeah. Yes.
And
very good.
Thank you. Present yourself second.
Yeah, I can see why you weren't first.
I probably said aviator or something. and then they'll nick off and they'll do that. So that's exciting.
I feel like they could even come in earlier in the second act and they'll have a bit of talky time there.
Yeah,
and then the third act will be sort of all
it's also
action.
Not.
Mm.
Like a scene could go for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but...
And then they're going to do an action scene, which will probably go for about 20 minutes.
But also, what always surprised me is, like, in movies, when they tally up how much screen time an actor has, it's always less than you
realize, because if you're actually counting the seconds that that character is on screen, it says something like...
Sometimes people can be only on for 15 minutes or
exactly.
so.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I remember seeing one about Infinity War, which, to be fair, there's a lot of characters, so the split time's going to be cut down a lot. But on average, I think that these characters were only getting around 10 minutes of screen time each.
Yeah, right.
So...
That's true.
So, we'll just have to wait and see. The other thing... One more thing that we've heard is about Rip.
Rest in peace.
Oh, then two more things. Oh. I forgot about that. Yeah. Big rumor that there might be a big death in the third act, which might drive Tom Holland a bit crazy. And maybe Toby and Andrew will have to step in and you know, teach him some wisdom-wise lessons. But I brought this up to Tyler that I'd heard a rumor about who dies. Tyler said, I've heard the same rumor, but a different character. So I'd heard Aunt May.
And I'd heard Ned. So...
What we think could have happened is...
they've filmed different...
Different death scenes.
They've filmed like MJ. They've filmed probably Ned.
Maybe even like Toby or Andrew.
Aunt May. And then just in case one leaks, which has been a lot of leaks happening, they can always quickly... use somebody else's, it's just their way of kind of choosing the best ending for this movie and moving forward. So, I know it's a bit like, it's an exciting movie, but hearing this, you're like, and, you know, seeing how much of those leaks have actually sort of been true, it's like, oh no.
What's going to happen? Yeah.
What's the last one? Because I don't know this last one.
Venom.
Ah, Venom,
right. So there's rumors that Venom could potentially be the mystery sixth villain of the Sinister Six in No Way Home. I don't think we want that.
I don't want it. No.
I want more build-up between Spider-Man and Venom.
I want this to be a Sinister Six, like, you know, either Vulture or Lizard or whatever, like, you know, whoever.
Mysterio, Rhino.
Yeah. Tom has to fight these guys. Yeah. And then at the very end, even if it's an end credit scene, Venom, you know, kind of, even if it's Venom sees Spider-Man's kind of handiwork of like these bad guys in webs or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, Eddie's like, bad guy.
Yeah. Tease it.
Yeah. Venom's like, bad guy. And then Eddie's like, yep. And then like, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Build up to it.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
So I hope that he's not, one of the villains. Because you couldn't really see Eddie joining all these other bad guys. I know it's to get home, but like what they're going to do, like with Green Goblin, there's going to be chaos. It's not going to be like we need to go here, we're going to steal something nice and simple and go home, Eddie, you win. As long as gets hurt, it's going to be Green Goblin's going to be throwing pumpkin bombs and blowing people up and stuff. So, I can't see him joining.
Venom would need to have beef with Spider-Man specifically.
Yeah.
For him to sort of go from anti-hero to villain.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
And that is Truth on the Web.
All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the episode. What did we decide on again?
Oh, that's something about two movies, if one's better than the other. There's no two movies of that.
All right. The big Marvel ones, Infinity War versus Avengers Endgame. Which one's better?
Well, here's the thing, Harry.
Mm.
I think a lot of people would be going Endgame because of how, I guess, the lead up and how massive that movie really was.
Yep.
And of course, the big ending scene is
The big fight.
Epic. However, personally, I think that Infinity War is probably superior.
You want to hear something crazy? I agree.
I love crazy.
I'll say it again then. I agree. I agree. I think Infinity War is better.
All right. Well, shall we go into the whys and
how
is it better?
Let's pretend that you think Endgame is better and let's argue and then I'll win.
okay. I'm used to losing, so let's do it. Well... Okay.
Why do you think Endgame is better, Tyler?
Well, I mean, look, Endgame. Look, it was it course it's cool because you're reliving all these movies.
Yes. Yeah.
So the whole
I mean they're experience. Both incredible movies.
Oh yeah.
They're insanely
and,
good.
And you can never I think they're both you could never get sick of.
Yeah.
Because Endgame goes for 3 hours and it doesn't feel like 3 hours ever.
No.
It
no,
just
not
flies
at all.
By. However, I think when you're putting in like all right, action scenes and everything like that, Infinity War probably had more.
It's more consistent with its action throughout the movie. Yeah. Whereas Endgame sort of spends the whole movie building to that one fight. And it's a hell of a fight, to be fair.
Yep. I kind of like Thanos more in Infinity War than Endgame.
And it was more... he was essentially the main character of Infinity War, wasn't he? It was almost told from his perspective.
Yeah. Well, pretty much. It was like a heist movie.
Yeah.
For Thanos and
yeah, exactly,
going around
yeah.
stealing the Infinity Stones. And then Endgame, it's kind of just like... For me, because this Thanos in Endgame didn't know who any of them were...
If it was like the old Thanos
from Infinity War, if he hadn't died at the start of Endgame and he was fighting, he still had the stones... He just didn't die. Like the stones were destroyed when he destroyed them.
Yeah.
And they didn't kill him. They kind of like just left him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he kind of found out somehow that these remaining heroes are off to try and get the Infinity Stones and he had to try and stop them. And there was more, and he was very mad about it. I reckon that would have been cool. But, you know, I guess younger Thanos is like, it's cool because he's younger, so he's more
younger and he's a bit more savage.
Yeah,
like he's a bit happier to do the dirty work, mm-hmm. takes a bit more pleasure in it. Whereas Thanos in Infinity War seems a bit like older and wiser and like you know, I don't want to do this, but I have to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with that, and I really like in Infinity War when he recognizes Stark, and. Yep. You know, that sort of adds that emotional connection to it. And if it was that same Thanos that showed up for the final battle in Endgame, there really would have been like that rivalry between them.
Well, that's exactly right. So I think, story.
Yep.
So basically, Infinity War's story is the setup.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but it's not a boring setup.
No.
It's not a boring setup. It's a lot happens in the movie.
But and the Avengers are on the back foot the whole time.
Exactly.
Because Thanos, there's not some big rivalry. Like Thanos has just started and the Avengers are like, oh, he's already halfway done. We've got to intervene somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
I think for Infinity War, the cool thing that made that movie was it really felt different.
Yes.
I remember when it first started, about 10 minutes in, I was like, this really has a deeper feel to it.
Yes,
darker as well.
Yes.
Like it wasn't used to it. And then going to like Endgame's kind of story, it kind of goes back a bit to, it's not light. It's like it does some good things.
It starts dark.
Yep. Like, they got the memorial for all the people that have blipped.
Yeah.
And
Tony starts the movie, you know, with Nebula stuck in space, about to die.
Yeah. And then him and Captain America have their confrontation face to face for the first time since Civil War kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it starts off dark towards kind of the bit where they're, all together and they're wanting to go start fighting the stones and kind of thinking of where they would have last been and stuff. It kind of goes back to that lighter side a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so I think with the story, I think Infinity War really throughout the whole thing was just like this is a much different tone.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the ending of Infinity War, where
the heroes lose. Yeah, one of the biggest cliffhangers of all time.
Yep, that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know, you went, what?
You're like, just in shock, aren't you?
Thor comes in, stabs Thanos with the axe.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, aha. Like,
yep. Thank God.
That's it. You know, wonder what happens. Because you knew that there was going to be like a part one, part two kind of scenario.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, wonder what happens in part two. And they did say that Thanos wasn't really the bad guy in it. Like, he's not really as big as a threat. Oh, well, you know, the big bad as he is in Infinity War. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that ending, you're like, oh, my God. Like, what?
Like, you should have gone for the head. Yeah. And snaps. And
so I think, like, the story-wise and everything was probably Infinity War probably has it. Maybe just a bit, or do you reckon?
Yeah. No, I'd agree. I think... I also think, like you said, Infinity War felt a bit different. And I think that extended to it's the first time that you got to see some worlds collide, like the Avengers meet the Guardians.
Oh, of course, there you go.
And that's a big deal, and that felt really, really fresh and everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, in Endgame, you have, like, all the armies combined.
But they're not really kind of...
They're not taking time to get to know each other and stuff. Yeah. And it's already happened before, so it feels a little less fresh.
All right, so moving on to characters in it then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think characters are better displayed in Infinity War, or do you reckon Endgame does well showing off, like, I guess?
In different ways, they're both really good. I think, again, Infinity War has the edge of all these different character interactions and Tony and Doctor Strange meeting and big clash of egos, Thor with the Guardians, and he really gets along well with like Rocket and Groot.
Yep.
But then Endgame has that nostalgic feel of
it's the OG
bringing the focus
Avengers
back on the core six,
yep,
plus like a couple others.
Yep.
You know,
yep,
that's really their story.
Yep. And of course, majority of them get the conclusion and the story arc finally fulfilled.
Yeah.
And I think they nailed that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so obviously Iron Man finally proves to the universe that he's not the selfish person they all believed him to be.
That Steve called him out to be,
And then we have, of course, Steve gets to go back and spend his life again with the person he loved.
And proves that
he's worthy enough as well for the hammer, which is really cool.
Because what does Tony say? Everything special about you comes out of a bottle.
Yeah.
But, you know, proves them wrong. So they prove each other wrong, which is pretty cool.
Yep. I like being able to go back to and watch an earlier movie and then have that kind of...
Yeah, and so that's what Endgame did really well, is it really was like a coming together of all, like, 21 or 22 movies, however many there have been.
Like, Natasha, sacrifices herself for her family, which she says she never had.
Yes.
Clint doesn't really get the fulfillment that everybody else has, but that's what we're getting.
He
gets his family back, but that's what we've got the series coming out for.
Yeah, he's never been my favourite.
No. he's cool. I reckon the Disney Plus series will... It always does. When it's him on screen for like 8 episodes, 40-minute episodes, you start to get...
You'll
like Winter
so
Soldier and The Falcon and Winter Soldier, I like them a lot more. And when I go back and watch the movies now, I like them a lot more than I would have the first time watching them, because they were like background kind of Avengers. But now they feel like they're now a part of it a lot more.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I feel like when we were in that year-long wait between Infinity War and Endgame, there was... When you'd look back at the movies and at the movie and all the predictions you had, like, this is a big one, so Tony and Steve will team up again. And then you look back, oh, hang on, in Infinity War, they didn't even have any scenes together.
Mm.
And obviously, once Endgame comes out and you realize that it essentially was like a part one of two, and you get all that conclusion, it ages much better, because you see what you weren't... what you were missing in Infinity War. You see that there was obviously a plan for that.
Yep.
And so I think that's helped Infinity War age much better and sort of become much better. The reason I sort of talk about what you were expecting and versus what you got is because the one thing that I reckon Infinity War and Endgame got wrong, that like literally the only thing, is Hulk.
Yep.
Yeah. I think they stuffed him up.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Infinity War how obviously at the start he gets his ass handed to him by Thanos and then he's scared to come out. I think that's really cool because Hulk's never met someone who could just dismantle him so easily.
Yep.
But you know, at the very end when Bruce is in the Hulkbuster suit and he has to take on one of Thanos' team, and he's like sort of yelling, he's like, "Come on, Hulk, come on, come on." I think that would have been so cool to see Hulk just come flying out, because they tried to, they misled us, remember? Like in the trailers, it had that shot of Hulk running in Wakanda.
Yep.
There was a pop vinyl of Hulk breaking out of the Hulkbuster suit.
Yep.
And then he just doesn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. I think that was a big letdown. I mean, I guess in Endgame, it's not the Hulk we wanted to see, but he's hurting people. So, I guess you get to see him in a bit more action there. So,
and he gets to serve the purpose of being the one who snaps universe back, which is cool. But and I know, like, maybe logically it wouldn't make sense for him to come back and have a rematch with Thanos and beat him because of how easily he got beat the first time. Logically, that wouldn't make sense. But when Endgame was so much about, like, fan service, I feel like they could have thrown that in.
Yeah. So I think character-wise, I think Endgame probably wins in that one. So
yeah, because it brings everyone full circle. Yeah, yeah.
So and they all get a chance to shine.
Yes, they really do. Yeah.
So
I'd
say that so it's one each.
Yep.
Going to like special effects now. See, I think Infinity War. There's a lot more that happens with the stones.
Yeah, a lot more use of the stones. There's a lot more colour and vibrancy to it, I feel, even while still being a darker film.
Mm-hmm. The whole end fight scene on Titan as well.
Oh, it's insane, like, isn't it?
Breaking the moon and throwing the planet.
Thanos versus Doctor Strange.
Yep, a lot that more. Yep, Doctor Strange.
I love how much they brought Doctor Strange to the forefront.
What's those things that you look through?
Oh, kaleidoscope?
Yeah. A lot more of that kind of effect in it as well.
Yeah, when he like tries to throw the mirror dimension at him. Yep. And then I think Thanos tries to throw a black hole at Doctor Strange and he turns into butterflies. Oh, so creative. Yeah. Really cool. Yeah.
So, and then, of course, with Endgame, you know, of course, start bit when you're on, you're in space.
Yep.
You know, kind of sold out a lot in Infinity War, all that kind of thing. And then...
So again, it's places you're familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're going back to places, you know, New York and all these, like, different really cool sets. But I think Infinity War really kind of, showed a lot more of age of cinema kind of thing.
There are some beautiful shots in Endgame, though. Like, that shot when Tony, Steve, and Thor walk out of the rubble. And they're sort of standing on top of that hill and it pans out and then you see Thanos just sitting down at the bottom of the hill.
Yep.
That shot's really cool. And the other one is when Captain Marvel flies through Thanos' ship and it shows that explosion happening from Steve's perspective. Yeah. Remember, it shows Steve standing with shield and hammer and you see that explosion? Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a great shot.
Fantastic. I think Infinity War, well, it was the first time we saw Thanos.
Yes.
And I think Thanos itself is a massive technological enhancement. I don't think
when you see the behind the scenes of how they were filming it with Josh Brolin just standing there with a
Thanos kind of
with a stick coming off his back with the Thanos head on the top of it so that the actors knew how tall Thanos would be compared to the end scene.
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible.
It looks awesome. Yeah. Like he looks like someone out there.
The detail in the face.
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't quite have that detail in Endgame because it was more like there was more Thanos on the battlefield rather than the closer.
Bit of a distant kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
100%. And we got to see it. Well, got to see a lot more, I guess, with Thanos without his helmet on in Infinity War as well.
What look do you like better, Thanos with all his armor on, or in Infinity War when he takes it off and he's just got like the singlet on?
Armor's probably
cooler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Infinity War's cooler, like story wise, because like there's an arrogance to walking around without armor.
Yep.
It's like I'm untouchable.
So I'd say that Infinity War.
For special effects.
For special effects probably wins that one. So it's two on one. So
We kind of mentioned it already, but action.
Yeah.
So we've done story, we've done characters, we've done special effects. Action, it's hard because like we said, Infinity War has more consistent action scenes. It's a more action-packed movie. But the big fight at the end of Endgame is worth the wait. Like it really ends that.
Yeah. Personally, look, I think I could watch the action scenes in Infinity War.
Yeah, more rewatchable.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think they're more probably more fun
Yep.
to watch. I don't know why, but it's just something about watching the fight on Titan and the Wakanda fight going on at the same time.
Even the fight in New York at the start where Spider-Man gets in on it. Yeah. That's really fun. And that moment in Glasgow when Scarlet Witch and Vision get attacked and Captain America reappears.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's very cool.
That's really cool.
But special mention has to go to the big endgame moment of the one-on-one Captain America versus Thanos, where Captain America picks up the hammer.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
That, I think that one moment is probably the biggest overall moment from the two of them, from the two movies.
Yep.
Like the one that gets like the loudest reaction from fans. And yeah. That is just massive when he picks up. When you see the hammer lift.
Yeah.
And it's not Thor because Thor's, you know, preoccupied. Oh.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one to give a point to.
Mm.
What would you give your point to?
Oh, it's hard because that scene. Oh, no, I think Doctor Strange versus Thanos and then Iron Man versus Thanos. I think that probably tips Infinity War over the line.
Yeah.
For me.
So, yeah. All right. So, we've got Infinity War in the lead.
Yeah.
Because
that Iron Man-Thanos fight is so cool, especially when they both acknowledge that they know each other. So, there's a more personal touch to it. And because everyone's thrown everything at him and it's done nothing and Tony actually gets a drop of blood.
Yeah.
Which, you know, isn't much. But it's more than you know, Thor could do. It's more than Hulk could do.
Well, Thor got a little bit of blood, quite a bit of blood out of him.
Later on. Later on.
Nearly his whole chest out of him. What about camera techniques? What was the better?
You're getting heavy into it now. Yeah. Oh,
we've got to make this tough.
Yeah. Camera techniques. I'm just trying to run my head through.
I think we're probably going to have to give Endgame that one. I think straight off the bat, like, just as you said, some of those shots, like the one where Captain America's looking at Thanos and he's and the army's coming in, and it's that side, that side of view. The way they're able to go back to New York and have their other characters, Captain America fighting Captain America.
Oh yeah, like, that's fantastic.
So
isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to give because they pretty much captured shot by shot.
And I really
all these other movies.
And I really love that ending shot right at the end back in the 50s or whenever it is.
Mm.
That slow pan from outside in through Steve's window to see him and Peggy dancing together. That's a really cool shot.
Yep. So I think Endgame
gets
this one.
Give it to Endgame. Yep.
Is that a draw now? Is it?
No, I think it's 3-2.
Oh, 3-2. Good.
Yeah.
Because we like...
Yeah, okay, well, we kind of need Infinity War.
Well, we said that we like Infinity War. But like this isn't biased either. Like...
No, trying to be fair.
Yeah, like, we just...
It's like, the two, even though we like Infinity War better, it's like saying that, like, one's a 10 and one's a 9.5, you know? It's not like we dislike one of them.
No, exactly right.
What about, I don't know how you'd, like, put it into a category, but how... So, Infinity War, I guess Thanos was kind of the main character, and Endgame... You sort of said the core six were the main characters. What about how it treated its side characters? Do you think it having such a massive roster, like the most superheroes ever in one film, do you reckon it handled it well? Do you reckon some characters got like shortchanged or
I think it did it really well. I think the people that got maybe shortchanged needed it to be shortchanged. Like you're not going to give like Black Panther's sister...
Mm.
30 minutes of...
Yeah.
Like, that she probably got, like, 5 minutes all up.
Yep.
But, like, you know, that's what you'd need for that. But, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, they got a good amount of
time.
They
got a lot in Infinity War,
they were still
they?
Funny as they were in their own movies.
Yep.
And Thor was basically with them at the same time.
Yep.
So, to an extent. So, he got his time shown well because he was off doing his own thing. We got to see that whole progress happen. And it was good. And then, of course, you got Spider-Man, like Peter with Tony, which is great.
Oh, always good. Mentor, always so good banter.
With Doctor Strange and, you know, two arrogant people going up against each other.
Exactly.
So I
reckon that was great to see.
They got plenty of screen time together in their own sense as well, being able to see each other.
It sort of felt like every person, every hero that popped up none of it felt forced. Yeah. It all felt like it earned its place in the story.
Yeah, exactly.
I think some people have called out the scene in Endgame where all the female heroes unite as a little bit forced.
Yep.
Especially because the one in Infinity War where Nat and Okoye drop down to assist Scarlet Witch against Proxima Midnight.
Yep.
That sort of felt very real, like they were all in similar spots in the battlefield. Sure. Yeah.
Whereas like Endgame, they're just Endgame's all
like, where did they all come from? Like, what?
Yep. Especially it's cool, because it's cool to see because like it's cool. I get it's cool to see because you know, back when superhero movies started, they rarely had a female lead.
Exactly.
Standalone movie, and now it's like, hey, look at all these female characters that we have.
Yeah.
Like, look at how cool it is. Let's stand them together. Which I get. It's cool.
And again, Endgame was a little bit more like fan service.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like it doesn't feel like a natural thing to happen in the movie.
Yeah.
It does feel like, you know, it's just like, here you go.
Yes.
People, look at this. But it does feel like that. But it's cool to see. Didn't feel natural. Didn't feel like they all just kind of jumping together.
And it's also
they planned it before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's also a little bit of a bummer that the MCU female hero that started it all, you know, Black Widow, didn't get to be there for that moment.
Yes.
Because she was dead.
Yeah, poor. Oh, well, Disney's probably like, now.
Take that.
They settled it, but, you know.
They did. They settled it, and ScarJo got like a 30 or 40 mil payout.
Something like that. So, you know, sometimes it doesn't kill to be persistent, but it killed her character.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen? You seen that comment on Facebook or something from ages ago, where some guy puts on Facebook or Twitter or something, "Hey Marvel, when is Black Widow dropping on Disney Plus?" And they respond with, "If you want to see Black Widow drop, check out Avengers Endgame at the 2-hour mark or something."
Oh,
savage!
So I think in conclusion, Infinity War takes it.
Gets the win. I think that's just the better overall made movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, and don't get us wrong, Endgame is still fantastic and one of the better Marvel movies. Like, one of the best Marvel movies.
Highest grossing.
Yeah, there you go. It beat Avatar.
And then Avatar rebooted.
Yeah. That's because they cheated.
Did you do another present yourself speech and everyone was like, that's it, we've got to go back.
I went to IMAX. Yeah. I was like, Avatar, why should you go see it again?
And then when you put the blue paint on your face, everyone was like, well, that's it, we've got to go buy this movie again.
They're like, I'll give it second best, but let's go watch this movie. Looking for a place with next level gaming fun? Then head on down to Gamer. Blast your way through Laser Tag in our new 400 square meter arena with up to 21 people. Reboot in our virtual reality. Play solo or up to 8 players with over 50 games to play. Show your friends your skills on our retro and modern arcade games. Or relax and enjoy your meal at our licensed cafe and bar while we take care of the little rookies. We also do parties and functions. The fun at Gamer never stops. Located in Melbourne, Australia and Trentside Park. Find out more at www.gamer.com.au.
Gamer.
I know you're now really excited for next week because I came up with a topic which I'm actually surprised we haven't done yet because of how much you love it. Like, I love these movies. You love the movies and the TV series. Like, and of course, I've got a tattoo of this. You got a tattoo?
Yeah.
Of course, I can say I love it too because I do. Who doesn't love this? But, you know, you're always going to be the ultimate lover of this. So what are we going to be talking about next week?
So it was very close to being this week's episode because right before we started recording, Tyler thought of this and thought, oh, hey, why don't we do this? And I said, no. I said, let's stick with what we've already got because I want to really do the research, rewatch the movies. I want to come in prepared. Next week, don't miss it. It's going to be the Scooby-Doo episode.
Scooby-Doo 1 and 2.
Oh, Monsters Unleashed. Oh, boy. Oh, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be a good one.
I haven't watched these movies in quite a while, so we're going to have to watch them, aren't we?
Yeah.
And, you know, just for research purposes.
Research purposes, of like, course. Note taking, all that sort of stuff.
No laughing.
No laughing.
Just literally note taking and No enjoyment. It will lead to enjoyment for the podcast.
I find that they are more educational than they are funny because you learn how to solve mysteries.
Well, that's it. I try and do it with my dog, but he just doesn't do it. So it's it is more fun to watch the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog just, he licks me and bites me. And
you just make everything weird. Oh, Toby. Good old Toby.
Good old Toby.
I'm sure he could solve a mystery.
Oh.
Where'd my food go?
Yeah, you can solve that mystery. Yeah. What's coming out of the cupboard? Something straight there.
Oh.
So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
And we'll hopefully have some more Spider-Man leaks. Never know. But follow up from last week.
Yep.
You ended up getting your Switch.
I did. I got the Switch.
You loving it?
I love it. It's so good. I'm so glad I made the purchase. I've got Mario Kart and I got Breath of the Wild the other day.
Beautiful.
Oh, they're fantastic games.
Because I've got a surprise as well.
Yeah?
Do you remember how I was like, I might get a Switch? And you're like, you should get a Switch.
Please tell me. Yep. Please tell me.
I got a Switch.
You got a Switch?
I got a Switch.
Are you serious?
And actually, I brought it here today because I'm going to do the first kind of turn it on and everything.
When did you, what, did you get it this morning? Or?
I got it like 2 days ago.
And you haven't used it yet?
Oh. I've been waiting for today. Very cheap, actually, where I got it from. Very cheap.
Did you go the OLED one? I didn't think that was out yet.
OLED one. No, not the OLED one. I actually got, so the same kind of one that you got.
Yeah.
It was only $60.
What?
Yeah, it was very...
No, that can't be right.
It was very, very cheap. It was off some website. Mm. It was very dark. Couldn't really tell. Very simple though. Man just said, meet me under the bridge, pay up, here's your Switch, and away you go. So
I suppose that's the same way I got mine, so it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Yep, so I got that. So let me just quickly get it out of the box.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so got the Switch.
Ooh.
It's,
that's got a bit of a rattle to it.
Cobwebs. Oh, no, he just said that, it's been used quite a lot, so could have like a loose wire or something, but nothing to worry about. So real good. Anyway,
All right, I guess so.
I'm going to turn it on now. And
you're going to switch it on?
The switch on.
I've made that joke every time. Never fails.
Well, all right. So all right. On the count of three, here we go.
All right. A live turning on of an old console here on PodCulture. This is a first.
I'm excited. Oh,
here all we right. go.
Three, two.
One. Ooh. Tyler?